Father, be it pleasing to thee this morning. Are there any of your children who have been ignoring these precious conditional promises for an escape from the awful hour of temptation that should come on all of the earth? This morning, Lord, there's going to be a revival come to their heart as the truth of your word has come to them. They're going to act on that word and move towards thee and repent of every one of the things they've been guilty of. And wherever they've been short and slack and lazy or indifferent or even partially obedient to any of these five conditions, we're going to shape up this morning, Lord. You made it so simple and so easy and provided even the power for us to measure up to these requirements to escape. And we know when you laid the requirements down and not us, then it'll have to be like you said it. And Lord, we beseech you this morning for a great revival to come to thy church. We know that many have cooled off and many, Lord, have become negligent concerning the things of God. And you even said, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? Lord, we beseech thee for the neglectors who didn't reject, but they just put off or were just, Lord, like those who have a garden and don't take care of it and keep pulling the weeds out. We know this is weed pulling time. And whatever those weeds are in our heart, we're here to get them yanked out of there. They'll not stifle and stunt and hinder us and render us ineffective and that we'll be ashamed before thee at thy coming. For you told us in your own word, Lord of heaven, that those who really are looking for you and are expecting your coming and are ready to go, they will be the ones who will not be ashamed before thee at thy coming. We pray thee this day, Lord, that not a one, even those who are here that are lost and outside the family of God, will go on in their life of sin, but your Spirit will bring them to a foot of the cross and to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ to enter in and enjoy this full, glorious salvation. But we ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. It's been a privilege to minister the word to you this morning. May he bless the sacred truth to your heart.
Our Father, we thank you for your word this morning. Not only the blessed, sweet, precious promise that there is an escape provided by thee for thy believers and thy redeemed and thy blood bought, but out of those who are careless and neglectful and also living a very worldly and unclean and immoral life, you've given a warning because you love people. And we pray, Lord, this morning, if there is a sinner in this place here, a man or woman outside of Jesus Christ or a backslider, one that has drifted away from the sacred, safe, secure moorings of that genuine union with thee, we beseech thee, Lord, to tug at their hearts, to get them to fulfill these five simple conditions and be restored back into that vital union with thee, that they shall escape the horrible, nightmarish, awesome disasters that are becoming upon the earth. But more so, Lord, that they will escape from that white throne judgment, which will be far worse than anything that has ever happened here on the earth. And we who are right with you, Lord, keep us clean, keep us straight. You said in your word, you're able to deliver us from every evil work and preserve us unto your heavenly kingdom, that you're able to keep us from falling, and we believe in you. We rely on you to keep us, Lord, from falling to any of the snares and the pitfalls of the devil or the devil's children. We pray that you'll keep us ready, watching and praying, packed up and ready to go up. In such an hour, you said, as you think not, the Son of Man cometh. Though you may come suddenly, Lord, we know when we're ready, it makes no difference, doesn't bother us, doesn't scare us. We even say out of our heart of hearts, even so come, Lord Jesus. We're anxious to see you and to be with you forever. So, Lord of heaven, may thy word, as thou hast given to us to share with thy children, be found a great help and a blessing and an encouragement and a soul strength. Those who have been turned away from the sacred, precious promises that you laid before us, bring them right on back into a solid, vital union with thee and thy word again, so that they be not tortured and tormented in the mind of having to make all kinds of preparations to live down here and eat during the tribulation days and waste all of their time and energy and all of their thoughts looking for Antichrist instead of the Christ. Lord, we're looking for you, and we know that unto them that look for you, you'll appear the second time without sin offering, but unto salvation or deliverance. This we pray and thank you for in Jesus' name. And all said, amen. God bless you.
Thank you, Father, for this blessed Holy Bible. Thank you for these blood-bought, redeemed children of yours. Thank you for Calvary. Thank you for the Holy Spirit, our enlightener. Thank you, Lord God of heaven, for working in us to make a people ready for your name. And Lord, continue working on us until the work is finished and we stand before thee without spot, without wrinkle, without blemish, that we be holy and without blame before thee in love. This is your work. You're able to do it. All power, Lord Jesus, is in your hands, and what you can't do can't be done. We believe there isn't a sin that ever we have been bound and tied by that you can't break its fetters. We believe that there is no defilement or moral impurity that you cannot purge and cleanse from and keep us from. We're trusting in you this morning to make us what you want us to be ready for your coming. And we know that you're able to do it. We can't of ourselves, but you will do it for those who will surrender themselves to you. And we're among the surrendering group this morning, Lord, to give ourselves wholly to thee, to make us your workmanship, created in Christ Jesus under good works, which thou hast before ordained that we should walk in them. Thank you, Lord, for hearing us and answering our prayers and making us as ready as we are. And whatever ones are not yet prepared, may this day be their great day, so they'll leave out of here when you come without fear, without forebodings. But we ask it in Jesus' name. And all said, amen.
Father, we thank you for the glorious, precious promises of thy word. We're glad that you have good news for your children, that we have much to look forward to that is good, and not distress and tribulation and trouble, heart anguish and heartbreak that will face all of them that dwell on the face of the earth to try them. We're glad that you loved us enough as your bride to make a way of escape. And Lord, as we are looking at those conditions carefully, we thank you for helping to look at them and apply them to our heart and see that our heart measures up, that we shall be in that number of the worthy ones to escape all of these things, this escape that thou hast promised and provided and told us all of these things, and we believe you. That all of the things, Lord God, that are coming on the face of the earth to try them is going to be on those who are not ready. And we pray that you will keep us in that ready number. And if there's anyone here this morning outside of Jesus Christ, never been born again, or has drifted away and fallen on the side, limping or lame or cold and hard or lukewarm, please, Jesus, tug at their dear hearts, that they will make their calling and election sure, that they will be anchored and rooted and grounded and established in Christ and ready for him to meet him at his coming. Father, we ask this in Jesus' name, and everyone said, amen. God bless you all. It's been a privilege to minister God's blessed book to you today.
Father, we bless you for your word. We thank you, Lord, that you on the cross of Calvary bore our wrath, and we shall be saved from wrath through thee. We bless you, Lord, for this good, comforting hope, a hope that you give to us and not man. You told us that we would escape it. We believe your word. And we're not listening to what little old puny brain mortal man has to say on this subject. Lord, we're listening to you. And it must be awful and awesome, or you wouldn't have promised us the escape. And we know that it must not do us any good, or you wouldn't have caused us to escape. If it done us any good, you'd want us to stay here. Because it will do anybody any good, you are delivering us from it because we're not worthy of it. You said those who are counted worthy to escape are those who watch and pray always to be counted worthy. May we be in that number of watching and praying for our Lord's soon and imminent return. For we ask it in His precious name. Amen.
Now, Father, we beseech Thee this morning for those who are lean in soul, for those who are cooled off, for those who are lukewarm, that this challenging message this morning will not be taken as something to beat them down and to clobber them and to scare them skinny, but, Lord, it'll be taken as Your Word taught it, to make us aware of the danger of cooling off and drifting away and falling away and going into apostasy. Because these people are too dear and precious to You with an awful great price. You purchased our redemption, and we're here, Lord, to admonish them with Your Word and to show them the dangers that are in front of us, and we can avoid them because we know that in the power of Your Spirit there is plenty of strength to face all temptation and face all of the downpull of worldly pleasures and the cares of this life and the deceitfulness of riches, that You're able to keep us from falling. And You're able to present us faultless before the presence of Your glory with exceeding joy. We commit these dear people into Your hands and help everyone to be on praying grounds and pleading terms, that no longer we're going to be indifferent towards Your Word, towards Your Spirit, and nor, Lord, no cool off in our heart toward Your house and Your name and our fellowship. We will not take anything for granted, but give us a refueling, a refiring of the Spirit and the anointing of God, that we may let our lamps burn more brightly and be a light to them that sit in darkness in the valley of the shadow of death. Touch the heart of that sinner man, sinner woman, that backslider in our midst, and may this morning, Lord, at this altar of prayer, they get reconciled back to Thee again and take care of all unfinished business, and be sure that there's nothing between them and their Savior, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you until we meet again.